Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so let's take a look and see what our additional... See what our additional questions are. Okay, we've got Mike in Tennessee. Hi, Mike. Are you
Hello?
There? Yep.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Got a couple of questions for you, and then actually three. Did you say that while the child is inside, if you have a cord wrapped around its neck, that you can cut the cord while the child is still inside?
No, you don't have to. The cord becomes a problem when there's traction or pulling on it. So while the kid's in utero and the cord's wrapped around his neck, that's not a hazard. So if the child is inside the woman and the cord is wrapped around his neck, that's not a problem because there's no pressure on the cord and the blood flow to the baby is unrestricted. It's only as the baby gets down into the birth canal and he's sliding further and further away from the placenta. So the cord connects the placenta to the baby's belly button. And so what you have here then is you have the cord going from the placenta around the baby's neck, then to the baby's belly button. You have the picture imagined there? So as the head pulls away from the placenta down into the birth canal, there's tension put on that cord at the placenta attachment. So here you have this baby coming down the birth canal, and he is literally strangling his oxygen off with the cord, right? So now this cord is getting tighter and tighter because of the tension. And so in addition to compromising his blood supply, now this cord is choking him around his neck. So what you do then is you just clamp, clamp, and cut in between. Boom, you've relieved the pressure around the kid's neck. So now the kid can breathe, and he can slide freely out. The other thing you've done is you had traction on the placenta, which would cause the placenta to separate prematurely. Then you can get blood forming between mom's body and the placenta, basically kind of a hidden occult hemorrhage. So by cutting that cord, clamp, clamp, cutting in between, you relieve those two problems. And then the baby is going to be delivered generally within a minute after that.
But you are cutting the umbilical cord while the child is still inside.
I don't know what you mean by inside. The body of the baby is inside. The head is outside.
Right. The child is still inside the mother other than the head.
Correct. Correct. You have to cut it.
Right. That's what I meant. And and clamps, you're talking about hemostats?
Hemostats, but if you're a home birth, you don't have hemostats, you can use dental floss. You just slip the dental floss under there. Tie it,
okay.
Slip it under 2 inches away, tie it, and clip and cut in between. Now,
okay.
You don't have to do that. What you can do is you can reach around the baby's neck, and you can feel the cord. It might be medium tight
right, or
loose, and you can flip it over the kid's head, and then, boom, you have no problem at all.
Okay. Now, in a home birth, is there a probably not the best way to describe them. Is there a YouTube-type video that is a good explanation for how to do home delivery? I've got some friends that are...
I don't know. I haven't checked YouTube for home deliveries.
Okay.
I imagine there might be. So, home delivery. I have a radio show. It's called Home Delivery, and I Don't Mean Pizza. So, if you look on my site, vitalitycouncils.com, go there and click on replays, and it's Home Delivery... And I Don't Mean Pizza. And it was a year ago that I did it, because I had my babies at home, or the last one I had at home.
Well, say that website one more time slowly.
VitalityCapsules.com.
Vitality Capsule?
Yeah, capsules, like capsules that you put supplements inside of. Capsules.
Okay.
.com. And then you go to the top navigational bar, and you click on replays, and then there'll be a whole episode called Home Delivery and I Don't Mean Pizza. And I tell you exactly how to deliver your own baby at home.
I must not be spelling it. VitalityCapsule.com.
plural. Capsules, plural. C-A-P-S-U-L-E. Got it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Have you said anything about talcum powder? There's something recently on the mainstream media about, and actually Genesis had it on the Power Hour, talking about talcum powder being linked to various types of ovarian cancer and uterine cancers.
Okay. They actually did a test to separate that out. They found out it was not linked. So what they did was they did a study with the sisters of women who were diagnosed with breast cancer. So now you know you've got a high-risk group here. All these ladies are high-risk for ovarian cancer. And they looked at the ones who used talc-only, talc and douching, because a lot of women do both, and people who did neither. And the people who did not use douching but did use talc had no problems. They had no increased risk. So that's pretty much been teased out. So the talc powder use does not increase ovarian cancer. It's the douching that does.
Okay. All right, I enjoy the show. I like the natural perspective on things because, you know, we weren't designed and created with the pharmaceutical company in mind, and why people want to turn their God-given creator manufactured and designed vessel over to a pharmaceutical company who's been around since they've created sorcery, I can't imagine, but that seems to be what they're bent on doing.
Exactly, that's right. But you don't have to go along with it.
No, not at all. I'm at your website.
Okay, good. Go to the top and hit replays.
Radio replay?
Correct, radio replays.
Got it. Okay.
Good. Okay, Truth and it's home delivery, and I don't mean pizza.
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate all your work, and keep it up.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. God bless.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's Mike in Tennessee. Thank you, Mike. Okay. So, they're worried about the home births. Yes. So, a lot of what doctors do, once you demystify it, you realize, hey, I could do that. My husband could do that. My sister would probably do that for me. So home delivery is, at every point in the history of this country, has been safer than hospital delivery. Even now, in 2016, home delivery is far safer for both the mother and the baby. And for the mother, if you submit to prenatal care and hospital delivery, your chances of dying have increased sixfold in the past 25 years. In other words, a period during which prenatal care and hospital birth became the accepted standard. Personally, you know, I had a traumatic issue in the hospital with my second baby. I was nearly killed, and my baby, of course, he did pretty well. He was harmed slightly, but he recovered. But this is not a joke. This is real. And if you are an American woman and you are pregnant, your life is in danger. And it's not from the pregnancy. It's from your prenatal care and from the hospital. And when they got through butchering me after my second baby, and I had spent 16 days in the hospital over something that could have been an in-and-out, just pop-the-baby-out experience, and every complication was due to the doctors, I said to myself, you know what? I'm having this next baby at home. And I may die, but God's going to strike me dead with his own hand. He will not be able to work through the medical staff. And so I had the baby at home. It took 2.5 hours, and the baby popped right out. It was absolutely no problem at all. So even if I had been breech, I would have had the baby at home because I know how to deliver a breech, which means I could have reached down there and delivered it myself or had a helper and just talked them through it. But what people don't realize is most of what your doctor knows in any one particular diagnosis is transmitted to him in medical school over a period of less than 15 minutes. So all these diagnoses, interventions, and procedures are covered in medical school, but the actual time allotted to them is often on the order of, 15 minutes, maybe an hour. And so it doesn't take much for a layperson to get up to speed, so to speak, on many of these sacred, secret rituals. Okay, and the question about, is there a good YouTube delivery, home delivery? Not really. I see some deliveries here, but they don't look very good. I mean, I don't think they're giving you a big shot of the business portion, which is, what do you do when the head shows up? Or worse, what do you do if the head doesn't show up? So I don't think that's going to be helpful. All right, so let's see. What else we got here? All right, Dr. Daniels, I've talked to my husband, and we both agree that the FDA is not going to tell me what I put in my vagina. I think it's a pretty good policy. Okay, so the question is, the otoxinol 9 that's in the douche. What is it? Okay. So this otoxinol 9 is an emulsifying agent. And actually, it's not a birth control. It is an emulsifying agent. And emulsifying agents disperse things, get things to mix together that ordinarily would not mix. And this is a problem in the human body. So when you put an emulsifier in the human body, then what happens is membranes, like in this case the vagina, become more permeable. It means things pass through quicker. And so you have a situation then where you've got citric acid plus benzene creating citric acid plus benzoic acid creating benzene, a cancer-causing chemical. And then you have otoxinol 9 making the vagina, the cervix, uterus, other tissues more easily penetrated by this. And benzene itself is a powerful solvent, and it does penetrate quite a bit of the tissues in the human body. In other words, it goes right through things. Okay. Okay. Dr. Daniels, they poison our water, our food, our clothes, and we end up thinking that we are lazy and weak when it's the food and things in our environment that are deliberately poisoned. Do you think this is all a plan to make us weaker? Actually, I do. Because weak people are very fearful. They don't even want independence. They want to be taken care of. And so when you have people who are weak, who are compromised, they want to be taken care of. They want to be taxed. They want to be told what to do. And so the weaker and sicker you make someone, the more easily they can be handled. Okay. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I had a hysterectomy, and they took out my ovaries just in case. Why do you think this was? Okay, so doctors are told that you should never have, you should never leave ovaries in the body by themselves, because obviously if there's ovaries and there's no uterus, then what good are the ovaries? You know, you can't send an egg down the fallopian tube into the uterus if there is none. On the other hand, though, the ovaries do contribute to producing estrogen, progesterone, and these, for a woman, are highly motivating hormones. These hormones are what gives a woman her interest, her passion, her get up and go. And so if you take out a woman's ovaries, just in case, you're actually taking them out just in case she might have an independent thought, just in case she might have some sense of direction or self-initiated action. And that is actually the just in case. Now, they tell a doctor, oh, we're taking out these ovaries just in case they might cause cancer. Well, the frequency of cancer is like 1 in 10,000 every year, not a substantial risk. And so taking out the ovaries just in case is on part of the doctor's, it makes no logical sense at all. But we doctors are told to do a lot of things that just don't make any sense. But we're told to do it. It's the standard of care, and doctors do it because somebody somewhere gave this some thought and planned this out. Of course they did, but their thought and their planning had nothing to do, unfortunately, with the health of the individual patient. And so what this means, then, is you have this doctor robotically taking out the ovaries just in case, under orders, when, of course, they give him a little extra, he can bill a little more, now he took the ovaries and the uterus, so he has a little incentive to follow this nonsensical standard of care. Okay. Dr. Daniels, what should I do? I learn a lot. My problem is I don't change my behavior. Should I beat myself up for being dumb and lazy, or does it seem such a battle due to strong programming? Okay, that's a good question, because that's what got me. So here I am doing this radio show week after week after week, pointing out to people that the medical industrial complex is killing 880,000 people every year, and every week I find another listener has gone to the emergency room. Like, duh, what's going on here? And so there's a couple of things going on. First thing is you have to say, okay, what is the behavior you want to change? Write that down. Then you have to say, what would make it easy for you to change the behavior? For example, if you dropped your health insurance, that would make it real easy for you to not go to the doctor and not go to the hospital. Now, a lot of people say, oh, you know, I should eat better, I should drink more water, I should have more bowel movements. Of course, you should do all those things, but if you do those things and go to the emergency room or the hospital, you're not going to live a minute longer because the hospital and the emergency room will shorten your life. So the most important thing anybody can do for their health is not to engage the medical industrial complex. You cannot win, because the standard of care is written so that you lose. It's written and designed to create harm. Now, some people say, well, you know, Dr. Daniels, I did this or I did that, and it worked out pretty well. 33% placebo cure rate. And so you might be part of that 33%, and that's cool. But again, if you wouldn't go to Las Vegas and gamble, you certainly should not engage the medical industrial complex, because that's a gamble whose odds are extremely poor, far poorer than any casino. So the other thing to do is try and make smaller decisions, much, much smaller decisions. For example, you can make a decision that you're not going to make any co-pays or deductibles. You're not doing it. And so if you can't bring yourself to stop your health insurance, you can at least bring yourself to not do co-pays and deductibles. So the only way to not have a copay or a deductible is not to show up. So try to make your decision a much smaller decision. Or you could take your health insurance card and do the same thing they tell you to do with your credit cards. Put it in a plastic glass, fill the glass with water, and put it in the freezer. Yep, just put it in the freezer. And nobody, no hospital will give you care, and no ambulance will even pick you up if you don't have your insurance card. So, this murder is not done for free.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Our call number for questions is 512-716-1883. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I am surprised that something like a douche that invades the body cannot even be seen when it's being used can be classified as cosmetic. How is this? Okay, so the reason for the classification as cosmetic is that it's used ostensibly for a cosmetic purpose. In other words, it's used to get rid of odors or scents, or to create a more pleasing scent. And so it is classified as cosmetic because the ultimate goal is not to treat, cure, or diagnose any condition. And so that's quite a, razor thin or hairline distinction. But you're right. When something can go through the body like this, then you have a emulsifying agent which makes it penetrate the body easier, then you've got the citric acid and the sodium benzoate that combine to cause benzene, which causes cancer, and then you know that it doubles the frequency of ovarian cancer. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, if the FDA regulation means anything at all, this would certainly be a case for it. But again, that is not the true purpose or role of the FDA. The FDA is simply an industry referee that's about the size of it. the customer or the citizen is actually kind of just an incidental matter here. All right, so we have... Okay. Okay. Dr. Daniels, a douchebag is considered to be a negative slur that people call each other in Newark, New Jersey in the 70s, and it is never going to be a good term. Yeah, this is a real problem because the douchebag, which you use to make your own douches, like garlic tea, for example, are infinitely safer than the douche squirt bottles. And so women then, again, because of this, you know, negative pejorative term, no longer use douchebags. Oh, no, I don't have one of those, not in my house. Instead, they buy these douche bottles with these douches that are prefabricated, that have all these chemicals in them. And worse, in these bottles, you squeeze with your hand and squeeze it in under pressure. So now you even have a greater chance that it's going to go up into your fallopian tubes and cause, of course, cancer in your ovaries. Okay. Oh, let's see, we have questions. Okay. Is estrogen horse urine? Yes and no. Some estrogen is and some estrogen is not. Does birth control cause blood clots? Yes, it does. Whether it's Premarin, which is horse-derived, or whether it's bioidentical. Dr. Daniels, what do you think this grandmother should have done? Okay, so a young mother... was addicted. Her grandmother said that she should go to rehab instead of trying to get clean on her own. Okay, so I think the grandmother is just a little frustrated and wrongfully believed that the addiction place would be helpful. The recidivance rate from treatment centers is so high that it's really embarrassing. I believe one has to go to treatment on an average 7 times before they kick the habit. So people who actually try and kick the habits on their own have a much higher success rate. Okay, Dr. Daniels, is there any soap used by food service establishments regulated by the Consumer Product Safety Commission that isn't toxic? We'll answer that when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Before we resume our questions, I'd like to give a special shout out to Pete, wishing him a speedy recovery. So, Pete, hang in there and get better. Okay, Dr. Daniels, what are your thoughts on high-dose vitamin C to defeat addiction? Most addictions are not a vitamin C deficiency. So vitamin C alone in high doses would not be expected to have a desired impact. So the underlying deficiency causing dependency on drugs is usually B vitamin deficiency and minerals. So those would be the areas to supplement in order to break the addiction. As much as I personally don't recommend it, cold turkey is apparently the most effective way to stop all addictions. Certainly with an alcohol addiction, I would say with many addictions, to make it easier, the person should taper down to the lowest dose they can get to, say maybe in a space of a week or two. And once they get down to that lowest dose that they can reach on their own, then at that point they should go cold turkey. And that would be the best way to go. A lot of times going cold turkey from a very high dose, especially I've observed things like coffee and alcohol, is really difficult. It's very traumatic. And long term, while the person might quit the addiction, it may not be the healthiest thing for them. In other words, If you quit drinking alcohol but don't address the B vitamin and mineral deficiency, then you'll die, say, of a heart attack 2 years later. So you cannot ignore the underlying deficiency. Now, the other issue is people who have dependencies, maybe it's cocaine or heroin or alcohol, they go into rehab and then they're switched over to prescription drugs. So those people have gone from a dangerous drug, their heroin or their cocaine or their alcohol, to a deadly drug, which would be the prescription drugs, which have a much higher kill rate. So it makes no sense to switch over to pharmaceutical drugs because they have a much, much higher kill rate. And we saw this when one of our famous singers, Whitney Houston, quit her addiction to street drugs, went on prescription drugs, and died soon after. So it's very, very straightforward, and you can't win. It doesn't make sense to go from bad to worse. Okay. We have a lot of, we actually have poetry in the chat room here. Question. Dr. Daniels, using electronic cigarettes could be as bad for the heart as smoking tobacco, research suggests. Okay, so now let's get this straight. Could be and research suggests, which means there is no evidence. Scientists have found inhaling nicotine vapor damages key blood vessels, raising the risk of heart disease. Stop right there. Most people who vape do not vape nicotine. That's number one. Number two, most people who vape do not vape with the same frequency that they smoked. In other words, if you have a 2-pack per day smoker who then decides to use e-cigarettes, the other word for it is vaping, use e-cigarettes, that person is going to be able to use a much lower nicotine concentration and take far fewer puffs than he did on the cigarette. So the study that you're referring to, the team monitored participants' hearts while smoking a conventional cigarette for 5 minutes and using an e-cigarette for half an hour, which they said was the most accurate comparison of typical use. So you had smoked a cigarette for 5 minutes and used the e-cigarette for half an hour. You're not comparing apples to apples here. Most people who vape do not take, inhale continuously for half an hour. They take an inhalation, they feel fine, put it down, and they might not take another puff for several hours. And so my experience with people changing from regular cigarettes to electronic cigarettes is people who do make that switch take a lot fewer puffs on their electronic cigarette. Also, people are able to quit their regular cigarettes and switch to an e-cigarette with no nicotine. Very interesting. So the latest tests, which basically were epidemiological tests of people who used e-cigarettes versus those who used regular cigarettes, found that people who used e-cigarettes actually had 99% fewer medical issues. And I think they just pulled the number 99% just out of the air, because regular cigarettes kill more or less or contribute to the death of 420,000 Americans every year. So obviously, if 1% of those deaths were caused by e-cigarettes, that means you would need 4,200 deaths per year from e-cigarettes. We know that that's not the case. In fact, they don't even have one death per year from e-cigarettes. So the epidemiological data in terms of cause of death does not support the contention that e-cigarettes are A, equivalent to regular cigarettes in their harm, or B, harmful at all. So again, you've got something like vaginal douches on the market, which, again, if we use their numbers, kills as many as 7,000 women a year. And we're going to get bent out of shape over vaping that, to our knowledge, has not even killed one person a year. And so you have to realize that what's going on here is when people use e-cigarettes, they're able to quit smoking regular cigarettes. So another thing that has happened is regulation has been proposed classifying e-cigarettes as a drug, even if you don't use nicotine in them, so that if you want to sell e-cigarettes, it's going to require millions and millions and millions of dollars of fabricated studies that you have to submit to the FDA for approval. And this means then the only one with enough money to sell e-cigarettes will be the regular cigarette makers. And so this is called creating barriers to entry. And so what the FDA is doing then is creating barriers so that people or companies cannot enter the e-cigarette market. Okay. So the researchers in this study supposedly found that both e-cigarettes and regular cigarettes raised blood pressure. Of course, it took the regular cigarettes 5 minutes, it took the e-cigarettes a half an hour of smoking. But again, e-cigarette users use the e-cigarettes, take a puff, put it down, and when they put it down, that's it. It's not emitting fumes or vapors. Okay. Oops. Let's slice all this. All right. Okay, so someone asks about the chemicals in adult diapers. Says, guys, remember, if you smell an adult diaper while it's clean, you will smell the unnatural plastic smell of it. Remember, your loved one will be cradled in those chemicals all day long. How could someone not get sick being wrapped up like that? The answer is, of course, they do get sick, and this may actually contribute to Alzheimer's. So it's important to take a look at all of a person's personal care products in terms of getting rid of their chemical exposure, their toxicity, and things that can definitely go wrong. Okay. All right, it is 8:42. We have 15 minutes left. Yes. So the other thing to mention, though, is this example of ovarian cancer, where you can cut your risk in half just by not using over-the-counter douches, which can contain apparently cancer-causing materials. This is the case with almost all cancers. They are easily prevented, and this is a very simple fix to just not use commercial douches and to use the dreaded douche bag, which has a low-pressure system, instead of the douche bottles sold in the markets where you squeeze the contents under pressure into your body. So modern medicine has spoken. You can cut your ovarian risk cancer in half just by skipping the douche counter or the douche aisle. Of course, their study, they presume that all women would be using the douches at the drugstore, again, which is an erroneous presumption. Now, what is a person to do with this kind of unreliable information coming at you from the medical industrial complex? Kind of better off to just, well, do it yourself. That's right. Do it yourself. And you can go to vitalitycapsules.com/total-health. That's vitalitycapsules.com/total-health. And this tells you all about all-in-one healing program for attracting higher quality results, automatically create healing on demand for you and your family, customers or clients if you're a healer, and doubling their lifetime health and satisfaction. And so that is a huge thing. And so I've figured out or decided that the only way to stem the tide of this 880,000 killings per year by this juggernaut called the medical industrial complex is to educate people to be their own healers. And so in Panama, this Friday, I will be having a one-week program teaching people everything that I know and teaching people the exact revolutionary system that I use to help my clients change how they and their families heal. And as a result, change their lives forever. And I'm excited because I know that this can save anyone over $100,000 in co-pays, deductibles, and premiums, as well as spare them, their loved ones, mutilation and even death at the hands of the medical industry. And the important thing is that this knowledge enables people to be able to be the 911 in their home, to on the spot take action to remedy or reverse heart attack, stroke, fainting, all kinds of things. And I literally go through the top 20 reasons people go to an emergency room and explain the natural measures that can be taken at home to get the same results. And this is important because many people will call 911, sit still, do nothing, and their loved one dies because nothing was done. And so if you learn how to do what needs to be done quickly, naturally, right there at home without any needles or drugs, then you can save a life. And you can make rapid progress in the 7 days of the program when you come to Panama, experience healing diets, supplements, herbal blends, and even strategy sessions to coach you on healing your difficult cases, family members, or clients. And this includes accommodations, meals, supplements, instruction, demonstration, hands-on learning, transportation to and from the airport, the DAV airport, and equipment. And, of course, all natural personal care products. So literally, you're immersed in a natural healing situation. All you have to bring is an open mind, and even your own high-tech toothbrush is provided. So shoot an email over to Shelley at vitalitycapsules.com to let her know you're interested, and we can set a time to chat and see if it's something for you. And I also include a 10-week follow-up where we review, reinforce what you've learned, and also answer your questions as you implement what you've learned. So this is a really awesome opportunity to change the way you and your family heal. Okay, so let's see what else we have to talk about today. Oh, for Christ's sake, go to vitalitycapsules.com/candida, C-A-N-D-I-D-A, and please get your report on how to heal with turpentine. Yep, you heard it, how to heal with turpentine. This is important because I get lots of emails from people who want to use turpentine, and they ask me a ton of questions, many of which are answered in this report. So please go to vitalitycapsules.com/candida, C-A-N-D-I-D-A, and get your free report, the Underground Candida Cleaner document. And this underground document tells you how to heal naturally with turpentine. And turpentine, for those of you who don't know, is the essential oil of the pine tree, and it was the cure-all. It cured absolutely everything in 1899. How is it that all of a sudden, from 1899 to 2016, this material is now classified as hazardous? And the answer, of course, is propaganda. So don't you be the victim of propaganda. Go to vitalitycapsules.com/candida and get your report so you can be set yourself free, improve your health, and not be a victim of the medical industrial complex. Okay. Okay. I didn't know about tobacco being grown here until recently. Okay. These are all kinds of comments in the chat room. Okay, so talking about how to hide your IP address. Yes, there's lots of ways. Apparently a lot of people want to do that, and so there's all kinds of ways. Well, that's it. We're ready for a commercial. We'll be back in a bit.
No, please don't go.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have approximately 4 minutes left. Let me go check and see if there are any more questions. There are not. So we're going to take a look at this Detox the Box program. So there are Women's Voices for the Earth. And so these women want, they're concerned about chemicals of concern in feminine care products. Now this is really... I think an excellent example of people asking their oppressors for permission to be set free. And so their premise is toxic chemicals don't belong in feminine products, period. My position is people should be making their own feminine products, period. In other words, no woman should be buying feminine products in a box. That's ridiculous. And so what they're saying here is they have a list of chemicals of concern, and they have a Chem Fatale report. And so, of course, after years of working at what I'm doing here, I would say, what do you expect? What do you expect in the box? Of course it's going to be toxic. Of course it's going to be poisonous. Of course it's going to be chemical-filled. So let's just take a look. We don't even care about the chemicals. Let's take a look at the products they're found in. Deodorant, powders, suppositories, feminine wash, anti-itch creams, wipes, feminine wash. These are all things that are poisonous. Feminine wash and douche products, tampons. And tampons, they don't even need to put the chemicals on the label. Feminine wipes, wipes, feminine wash, wipes, feminine wash, tampons, pads, douche, deodorant, anti-itch creams, feminine wash. So these are products that really you should not be buying. It's like, Dr. Daniels, what am I going to do instead of tampons? Oh, my God. The answer is there's something called the cup. This is the cup. And you pop it in just like a tampon. It fills with blood. You pull it out, pour it in a toilet, rinse it off, and pop it back in. Very simple. And so there's no reason for any woman to be using any of these poisonous products. To start a campaign of any kind to remove these poisons from these products is, I think, pretty silly. Because, one, the FDA is not in the business of protecting you. That's just not what they do. Second, the people producing these products don't care about you. That's not what they do. So the best thing to do is to get a substitute for each and every one of these chemical products. And when you come to Panama, I provide you with non-toxic products of all sources. So no one should be buying any of these personal care products. Absolutely not. And I think people need to realize that when they purchase these things from the phone corporations, that these things are designed to impair them. And, you know, these many of these damaging chemicals are preservatives, as spermicides and so on. So all of it is unnecessary. All right, that's it for today. As always, think happens, and we'll see you next week.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.